A wise king once said, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it shall eat of its fruit." In an age of dynamic change, the spoken word remains a powerful force capable of both uplifting and tearing down. Leaders are entrusted with the huge responsibility of wielding their words with wisdom, ensuring that they serve as beacons of hope rather than instruments of harm. Within each of us lies a reservoir of human potential, waiting to be ignited by one spark of encouragement. When we choose to speak words that affirm the inherent worth and dignity of others, we create a ripple effect with reach far beyond our immediate surroundings. In times of adversity, our words can serve as lifelines, providing comfort in the storm to those who might be struggling to find their footing. At the same time, our words can be wielded for destructive purposes. When we speak words that are laced with judgment, criticism, or ridicule, we contribute to a climate of fear and division. These words are like daggers, shredding the self-esteem of others, causing them to doubt their own abilities and worth. It's more important than ever that we choose to use our words carefully by building bridges rather than walls. The choice of how we use our words is ours to make. Let us choose to speak words of life that uplift, encourage, and inspire the best in others. Let us choose to speak words that build bridges and trust. Let us choose to speak words that unify and heal. In doing so, we may just find that the power of our words is capable of transforming not only ourselves, but the world around us.